Rivers Talk Station 1290 WLBY, LucianneLance.com. Before you head into the topic of pay equity, you did send me the information, the study from the American Association of University Women yesterday.
Yeah.
And I read it.
And I want everyone to know State Representative Driscoll, as she promised, sent that information to us. All 28 pages of it.
All right. And I think my first reaction to it was, tell me if you agree, that they're touting this big gap in pay, like 23% between men and women. If you read the American Association of University Women's report, buried in there towards the end, it says, well, but it's really only about 7% when you take away career choices, the fact that women have a lot of professions that are lower paying.
Family choices, career choices, yeah. Their education level, all weighing into that.
Yep.
Those were all factors we talked about with State Representative Driscoll. How can you compare two jobs, two people coming in? Mm-hmm. What happens when one has been there longer or excels, does better in evaluations? All of that should be taken into consideration.
Right. So to me, when they're touting this 23% gap, when it's really only 7% that can't be explained, I think they're coloring the issue a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're not being 100% honest. That was my problem with Representative Driscoll's approach to this.
I agree.
Anyway, all right.
50 years ago, Dean's right. Women earned 59 cents for each dollar earned by men. That also was the year that the Equal Pay Act went into effect. Today, the gap has narrowed less than half a cent per year since then. However, studies showing a 23-cent pay gap, or that 23% Dean was mentioning, say it's actually 5 to 7 cents. Or 7% when you consider women's education, their family career choices, as well as compare job to job or apples to apples.
So in other words, what I'm saying is, it looks like the marketplace, since it's getting better, the mm-hmm. marketplace is taking care of it.
And there is a law. And that was another factor we brought up to Representative Driscoll. Joining us this morning to talk about this is Lindsay Dodd. She is editor at Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Lindsay, that's the biggest thing here. We already have laws, right?
Yes. Hi there. We do. We have three. We have the Equal Pay Act, we have the Equal Rights Act, and we have the Civil Rights Act. So fundamentally, you have to ask these legislators what they think is going to be different about a new law. But you can respond to that. I mean, Gretchen Driscoll has gone on to explain what a lot of this is about. And specifically, it's not discrimination that accounts for the alleged pay gap. It's women's choices.
It even gets down to a study that shows women aren't as good at negotiating for higher salaries as men might be.
And that seems like a bit of a assumption, but certainly not something we want to legislate. Specifically, this legislation could just as easily make it really difficult to hire a woman. It could have the unintended consequence of making it more expensive to hire a woman than hiring a man. It opens up the employer to frivolous lawsuits. I mean, there's a whole broken window effect here that could take place.
How could that happen?
Well, in terms of what she's proposed, a lot of it is regulations on business, as well as providing punishments if the government determines that you're not paying a man the same as you're paying a woman. So I think it is reasonable to say, well, some employers might not want to open themselves up to that.
Well, more than that, Lindsay, I think it's they may still hire, you know, equally, but nobody's getting raises. Whether it be a man or
right,
a woman.
You know, no, the result being, you're paying your male engineer more than your female engineer, let's cut both of their salaries.
Yeah, and then nobody will get any raises, regardless of whether one person's doing a better job. And because I don't think an employer is going to want to have to explain to the government why they're paying, well, as I said to Representative Driscoll, why Ellen is being paid more than Bob. Because Ellen was doing a better job.
I think that's a fair point. I do understand where the legislators are coming from in the sense that discrimination exists. We can all agree on that. But this pay gap is not about discrimination. They're not considering so many factors such as industry, occupation, and time away. And the study that has the 95 cents to a dollar shows that really time away is the biggest factor.
And what do you mean by time away?
By not staying on the job for a continued period of time.
So you leave the job, obviously, you're not going to be accruing the same amount of time or skill set as perhaps the person who stayed in that job, your colleague.
Yes, Yes. And, you know, frankly, fundamentally underlying this is a lack of belief in women's agency, that they're choosing these things. I think they need to respect their constituents' choices.
We're talking with Lindsay Dodge. She is editor at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. This set of bills would establish a commission on pay equity. It would require employers to provide wage information on similarly situated employees. And as you mentioned, Lindsay, add penalties for employers who offer different wages for similar positions and experience. One thing that worries me is this idea that we have to force businesses to reveal salaries. That, to me, seems like it's really going to set up problems in the workforce.
Well, yes, and it's also a bit short-sighted. I mean, before we start crusading over alleged pay gaps, it's necessary that people have jobs. Unemployment in Michigan is at 8.8%. Shouldn't we be focusing on the underlying economic freedom argument?
That's a really good point.
Lindsay, what I'm seeing coming down the road, I'm very skeptical about politicians. I think this is just a whole lead up to another war on women here in the state of Michigan, where if the Republicans vote against it.
There's no question there's a political element here. Of course there is. But I think at the end of the day, we need to be thinking about all citizens. It cannot just be, here's what's better for one. And that's what's really great about a free market, is that market will usually take care of failures such as discrimination. Because if you're not hiring a woman simply because she's a woman, you're losing value. You're not hiring the best person for that job. And that's going to make that industry suffer.
Lindsay, Representative Driscoll was making a point that single family households, single parent headed up by a woman, that those children are poor, not doing well. I mean, it was cast in a really broad stroke. And Dean and I don't understand that when there is so much help for families out there today, so many resources, not to mention that whoever the father is of those children, they should be paying for those children as well. How can that be? And why should we legislate because of that, this Equal Pay Act?
Well, it's a really complicated issue. In Michigan, the percentage of both a husband and wife in the labor force who are unemployed is 20.8%. If we're talking about just single women, women's pay gap has narrowed every single time the economy has grown. So if you're focused on how do we get women achieving more and having more choices, you have to look at the big picture of how do we get everybody more choices, because that's how the free market works. So focusing on one particular group is a bit short-sighted, but at the same time, using their logic, it doesn't make any sense, because African American women out earn African American men. And it seems really presumptuous to say that they are experiencing less discrimination. I mean, I did not know that.
Is that right? African American women out earn African American men. So how do they put that into the context of these numbers that they're touting concerning equal pay?
I don't think that it's come up. I think if it had come up, they would have to address it.
Wow, it's amazing. You talk a lot about free market. You're a huge free market proponent. Lindsay, in context of a free market, what would this particular set of bills that the Democrats are championing here in Michigan do to our free market system?
Well, it's messing with natural market forces. I mean, if you're talking about what dictates price, what dictates labor, you're putting all of these factors which artificially boost the cost of labor and say, oh, it's going to be more expensive to hire a woman because I'm going to have to take care of this pay commission that's been proposed. I'm going to have to take care of, the red tape that's going to be a result of this, and I'm opening myself up to lawsuits. It will be more expensive to hire a woman, which is the opposite of what we want to achieve. If we're trying to handle discrimination, talk to your daughters and tell them that they have to negotiate for their first job. They have to negotiate that salary, but don't legislate it.
Good point. Great insight by Lindsay Dodge up at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy on this equal pay issue. Does this have much of a chance getting passed here in Michigan?
I don't know, and I wouldn't comment if I did know.
Well, we'll watch it work its way through the legislature and see what happens with this. I just want all the lawmakers, like Dean mentioned, to have and to give the information, the full disclosure of what we're talking about here. And Dean's right, when you're touting a 23-cent pay gap, but it's actually when you make all things equal, speaking of equality, only 5 to 7 cents, then do we really need something like this?
Well, and the thing that confuses, that confused me with Representative Driscoll is that I asked her, you know, straightforward, so are you saying that if a person is doing a better job and they're equal and they're doing the same job, but one person's doing a better job, that they shouldn't be able to get a raise, but then make more than the other person? She said, no, I'm not saying that at all. But where is this? I don't understand.
Where's the disparity?
It doesn't make any sense.
She also mentioned the fast food jobs, those kinds of jobs. Well, aren't those all coming in at minimum wage?
Right.
I mean, isn't everyone fairly equal going into something like that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and everyone starts at the same salary regardless of gender at Burger King, so I don't know what job she's talking about.
Yeah, so I don't understand where they're going to be able to legislate this. The thing that's the big red flag to me is where government is going to start telling employers that they have to start reporting wages of individuals to them. Mm-hmm. And then they can make a judgment on any employee's beef that they have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Problem. We'll see what happens. Lindsay, thank you so much. Great talking with you today. How long have you been with the Mackinac Center?
I've been with them for 2 years.
Well, we love talking with everyone up there. We think you guys are doing a great job. Love the writings that come out of there. And it makes all of us think about these issues and always gives the another side to what we often hear coming out of our lawmakers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're Lindsay Dodge, editor at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And if you would like to revisit our interview with Representative Driscoll, we're going to have that posted up on our website as well, lucyannlance.com, along with Lindsay's interview. And that's LucyAnnLance.com. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.